A Canadian company is pushing the idea of a rail link from Alberta to Delta Junction. Vancouver-based Generating for Seven Generations, or G7G, wants to build the 1,600-mile railroad to export oil sands through the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
G7G partner Matt Vickers says the $12 billion railroad project started with Canada-Alaska rail link studies conducted between 2005 and 2007. He says the Alaska-Yukon government-funded research was based on ore exports and showed the project to be uneconomic.
And then thought, what if we added other products? What if we added, say, the oil sands product to this? Would it be a viable entity then? Would it be a viable alternative? And lo and behold, yes.
Vickers says the railroad could deliver enough oil sands to Delta Junction to more than fill the Trans-Alaska Pipeline.
If we only did single track, we could do up to 1.5 million barrels per day. And twin tracking, we can do 4 to 5 million barrels per day.
The rail link is seen in Canada as an environmentally safer option to building an oil pipeline from Alberta to British Columbia and running tankers down the coastline. One of the many challenges to the railroad project is negotiating passage across native lands. Two of G7G's four partners, including Vickers, are of Aboriginal descent, and he says working with Indigenous people has long been a priority.
Go door to door with all the First Nations and meet with the leadership and explain the project and see if they would be open to us proceeding with it.
G7G announced official support last week from affected Canadian First Nations and Alaska tribes. Fairbanks North Star Borough Mayor Luke Hopkins says there's broad Alaska side consensus on the rail line project.
Alaska Native villages have also passed resolutions that they're in support of this, and so has the governor, so have I submitted letters that this is an economic idea that should be pursued.
The proposed railroad has the potential for moving products beyond oil sands, including minerals, natural gas, food, and goods between Alaska, Canada, and the lower 48. Alaska Railroad External Affairs Manager Tim Sullivan says the Canadian project dovetails well with the railroad's plan to extend its track from North Pole to Delta Junction.
We haven't had a lot of contact, but we're very encouraged by the ideas that they have, and really think it would be a great thing for Alaska.
G7G is in the process of raising the final 10% of $40 million needed for a feasibility study. The company's Vickers says if the study proves up the project, financiers are ready to sign on. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.